hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, Shortwave, Talk Radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. My first day back from this disease that's going around, whatever it is. Hope my voice holds out today. I'm going to get into the McCain issue this hour, and you've heard the rumors before. Well, we're going to pile a little bit more onto this, that this man that was seated at the same table as Ron Paul, with that silly little smirk on his face. Did you see it at the Reagan Library with Reagan's Air Force One in the background? Arnold Schwarzenegger sitting right next to Nancy Reagan and John McCain seated at the podium with this sickening little grin on his face. I cannot wait until after tomorrow. Super Tuesday. And then maybe Ron Paul will figure that, you know what? I'm not going to get nominated by the Republicans, so therefore I've got to go independent. And he'll have another hurdle to overcome, that of Michael Bloomberg and all of his personal wealth that he's willing to spend like Mitt Romney is spending his own. Let's go back to the telephones here. Bill in Alabama. Hello, Bill.
Hey, John. I'm going to have to call you back, sir. I've just got such a low volume.
I can hear
you. When I called in, you were talking with somebody, and it was coming in good, and it's just drifting away.
I can hear you fine.
I can't hear you very well at all.
Okay. How about now?
Well, that sounds a little better.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
I heard you say something a little while ago, and I hope you don't mind if somebody calls and disagrees with you.
Go right ahead.
You said that you didn't think that women should have the right to vote.
Nope.
Well, you did say that, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I think the problem with the voting system is not with women. I think it's with the Voting Rights Act that Lyndon Johnson had passed in 1965, which did away with the literacy test, and that allowed all kind of morons to come in there and vote. I'll tell you my personal experience with women. In our Ron Paul meetup group, some of the best people we have are women, most articulate, the most dedicated. We have had three women run as vice presidential candidates in the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
Toni Nathan was the first woman in this country to ever receive an electoral vote as vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Dr. Nancy Lord in 1992, who ran as vice presidential candidate in the Libertarian Party.
I remember Nancy Lord very well.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Joe Jorgensen, who ran 4 years later on the Libertarian ticket. And women are exceptional people. They think clearly, and I'm not putting them all in the same box. All men do not think clearly. My experience with women have been that they're very, very observant to the ideas. And
well,
to tell you the truth of the matter, I know.
Bill, I'll carry you over on the break here, but you know, I mean, what you say is all fine and dandy. The reason why these women are coming forth is because the men aren't wearing the pants anymore. Hold on, Bill. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The women's suffrage movement. Let me make my position clear on women and voting.
Okay.
Women are the life givers here. They're the nurturers. They're the wonderful people that have our babies, that are the anchors of the families. It used to be that the man was the breadwinner and the woman was the nurturer. But until the CIA and people like Helen Gurley Brown got into the mix and the bra burning and all that stuff of the 60s and the 70s, somehow that women have they've been elevated to status of CEOs of companies and this, that, and the other. I am not a person that is prejudicial to women and their abilities. Not at all. I'm questioning their role in this society where the men have forgotten how to be men and to be righteous and to stand up. That's why we're seeing so many women running around with them wearing our pants. And I'm not in denial that there are many good women out there that are trying desperately, like everybody else, to make changes in this country. But why is it that they were given the vote? What was that, 1920, 1921 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. And then we saw them go to work to pop this culture inside out in this country. And now we're actually contemplating a woman in the White House, the stone-cold cast-iron biddy that is nothing more than a communist. the blacks in this country? Where did the communists go after them? Oh, yeah. They're walking around being like little Marxist water carriers, and they don't even know it.
Well, you know what? I agree with exactly, 100% agree with what you're saying, except for one thing. It's not the women's fault, it's the men's fault. Because just like you said, somehow the women ended up wearing the pants in the family because the men were too weaselly to get out there and do it themselves. I know, I've been thinking about this during the break. I know of six women, all of them are libertarians or libertarian leanings, Ron Paul type. They go and vote. Only two of those women have husbands that vote. The other four sit around and feel sorry for themselves and say, everything's wrong, nothing ain't right, you can't do nothing, it don't matter how you vote, they're going to do what they want to do. See, it's the weaselly men who have caused this problem, not the women. When the men left that vacuum, it had to be filled, and it was filled by women.
Nature abhors a vacuum. I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what I was just going to say. And I'm not, you know, I am not. Well, what do they call men that are just anti-women?
There's a name for it. I can't recall it right now. But chauvinist pig.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I'm not a chauvinist, and I understand the role of women and the family. Oh, that's the thing. You know, we had to invent words. You know, that, well, things just got so bad economically, the wife was forced to go out in the workplace, so she demands equal pay and all this other stuff. We created a term for this. If they had children, we created latchkey kids. Remember that one?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so what we have done is busted up the family unit by empowering, and what's running through my head right now is Helen Reddy's I Am Woman.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, 1971.
I am teetotally sick of this. And to watch, and I'm watching this, these people, these women in this country, are going to be voting for Hillary Clinton. Why? Because she's a woman. Not because she's the best qualified person for the office, but because she's a woman.
Well, you could say the same thing about blacks voting for O'Rourke, or whatever his name is.
Obama, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for him because he's black. Well, there was a white guy in the woodpile.
Yeah.
You know, he's not even all black.
Yeah.
And I had a suggestion. Turn down my mic because it's starting to break on me. I had a suggestion here that Barack Obama go back to Zimbabwe or wherever his toothless mother is from, Kenya.
Yes.
And help those people out there, because I think Kenya needs the help of a Barack Obama more than this country needs a Barack Obama. Bill, I thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right.
So long.
Thank you. Richard in Texas. Hello, Richard. Now that I've alienated half of my audience out there.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
Oh, well, first of all, you've named Hillary incorrectly. She's really the she-wolf of the SS.
Yeah.
And just remember that you know, gun control is able to hit your target.
That's right.
You know, and I think probably our biggest...
Don't tell Sarah Brady that, because you saw what Sarah Brady did. She went to all the women's organizations, National Organization of Women, and this organization of women, and tried to convince everybody that these guns are evil, and these people that have these guns, well, they're all of evil intent, and we've got to get rid of the guns to get rid of the crime.
Oh, I've got three gun safes full of them, and a friend of mine's wife will not come into my place because I said, what's the matter? Is she afraid they're all going to turn and rattle and look at her and come hopping down the hallway? And he says, well, yeah, kind of.
Tell her to quit doing LSD.
Well, she's just naturally that way. She doesn't need any additional help.
Well,
so.
See, and guns, and I'll tell you something, and I know a little bit about this because I have a sister that's a triage nurse, an RN, that's been doing it for years. Most of the hospital staff I had the opportunity to talk to over the years, you know, doctors and nurses, especially women, oh, they wanted these evil guns done away with because every Friday and Saturday night, our emergency room was just riddled with people that had bullet holes in them, and these guns are bad. Oh, yeah. We need to get rid of all of them.
They say that now. I've got a friend that was an EMS tech in Houston, and he doesn't say that, but he says the biggest problem is the police department just needs to take all the gangs out and teach them how to shoot straight so they won't get the bystanders, they'll just get each other.
And what do you think is going to happen if Hillary Clinton gets the presidency?
Well, you won't have to worry about guns anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, he won't. So, yeah, and a Margaret Thatcher, the last of the real men, she's not.
Gotcha.
Well, actually, what I was called talking about is, you know, of course, we still have our little illegal alien problem with us.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a way, you know, part of the problem is it's not just the employers, it's the rental industry is probably as much to blame because, you know, if you don't employ them and you don't give them a home, they'll go home because they won't have any choice.
That's right.
And here in Texas, we have so many mechanisms that will allow prudent landlords to keep them out without discriminating. Right off the bat, it's a Class A misdemeanor in Texas to use or to give false information to obtain property and or credit.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas recently passed a law that said that you now have to openly publish your rental screening criteria and make them available to the renter and have them sign off on it. And you know, one of the biggest things that all prudent landlords have to do is to run a criminal background check on everybody. Well, if all somebody has is a matriculated consular card, you can't run a criminal background check on that person. As these folks that carry them, they may have as many as 10 matricular cards on them. And they've got little coding systems on the back of them that remind them how many times they've been busted on this one or deported on that one. So even though they may have 10 cards of the same face, they're going to have 10 different names and numbers. So, yeah, that's one of the biggest problems you've got is getting landlords to stand up and say, okay, we're going to adopt a uniform screening criteria and make it stick. And it's not discriminatory. And I've been called on by the state of Texas basically saying, well, you're just down on Brown. I've got a complaint from this person or that person. I said, well, I said, if I can't run a criminal background check, why should I rent to them?
Well,
I don't need it. But, I need an arsonist or a rapist on the property.
Yeah, but again, Richard, let's take a look at this thing. How are they able to rent property? How do they have money to rent property? They're working someplace under the table, illegally.
Oh,
okay, so let's go after the employers.
Well, see, a lot of them now have become fairly well-to-do little subcontractors. Mm-hmm. I've actually had them come into my office and sit down. And I'll hand them the rental criteria, and they look it over, and they start to smile. And then they'll reach in their pocket, and they'll pull out a roll of hundreds that would just make your eyebrows hit your hairline.
Well, and you know the reason that is because they got 15 people living in their damn house. They're able to save money.
Right. And then what they'll do is they'll say, basically, well, you know, tell me when to stop counting. And the biggest problem is what these folks do is they look for small apartment communities, and they get in there, and once they get a foothold in, they will know before anybody else will know who's gonna move out because they probably encouraged them to move out. And the next thing you know, there's gonna be another grinning family sitting there smiling with their matricular cards to move in.
And I don't like to use this term, but you're describing a cockroach problem here.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're overrun. And they've taken control of the whole place. They run all the rest of the people out. And then you pull up one day and say, am I in Tijuana or am I in Austin? And it makes you wonder. But, I've had real good luck, you know, keeping them out. And I don't do anything to them, but I wouldn't do it to anybody else. I just look, I've got to have valid ID.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to have, you know, a valid government ID, like state of Texas. You know, in the state of Texas, there are only two valid IDs, and one is the driver's license and one is the ID. The concealed handgun carry is not even a valid ID in Texas. Your passports are not valid IDs. Those are all supplemental IDs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can control the situation through valid ID, being able to do a criminal background check, and use the same screening criteria on them that you would use on anybody else. And when they don't measure up, you just simply say, sorry, but you're not going to live here.
Well, Richard, you know, I can remember years ago here that we didn't have a problem with people's identity and where they came from. Because
right.
People that came to this country...
Legally.
They did so legally. That's exactly right. But now we got them serving in the armed forces. Hey, you serve a tour here. Hey, don't worry. We'll grant you citizenship.
Well, I'll tell you something that's interesting. I won't say I challenged the city council, but I did send an email to every member of the city council. And I challenged them to show me what exactly a sanctuary city was and why is Austin listed as a sanctuary city. And one came back from Betty Dunkerley, and she says, we've got no such thing. Another came back, one of the other council members, and he said no such thing, where we enforce all laws rigidly. The city clerk even sent me an email. I never contacted the city clerk. Well, we've searched our records, and we can't find anything that says sanctuary city. I went to the police department's webpage, and on the recruitment page, it says Austin is a sanctuary city.
Thanks for your call, Richard. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Frosty Woolridge is on this network Tuesdays and Thursdays in the evenings at 7 p.m. Central, and he wrote a piece, and it's posted on Rents.com, and thank you, Frosty, for finally putting up RepublicBroadcasting.org and where you can be heard. Last week, President Bush gave Congress his last State of the Union speech, proving that the presidency erodes a man. He looked worn, haggard, colorless, and beaten. His words rang vacant, hollow, and scratched like fingernails across the chalkboard of Americans' sense of honesty. In truth, he looked every bit a part of a new book, The Bush Tragedy by Jacob Weisberg. Newsweek reported, as Bush's presidency nears its end, prospects for the Republicans look bleak. GOP candidates running in the wake of his wreckage can learn much from his failure of the people's squandered trust. On January 20th, 2001, he raised his right hand and placed his left hand on the Bible. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Article 2, Section 1. He repeated the same ceremony for a second time. Concerning the basics of our U.S. Constitution, he lied to us. He violated his oath of office and created a boondoggle of legacy as he mounted a $3 trillion into the national debt. He piled that on top of it. Now, I will say one thing about George. Rather than robbing what was left of the Social Security Trust Fund, he just raised the debt limit. It's somewhere around $8.5-9 trillion, but that's not all the mandated things to the government, folks. That's right. It's closer to $100 trillion. Now, what about how he affected the American families? Okay, he oversaw the loss of millions of jobs, accelerating trade deficits, and foisted a complete fraud on us as to national security from terrorism with his failure to secure our borders. And what about those affected American families? What did he do to us on a personal level? What did he do to preserve, protect, and enhance our lives? I'll tell you how. Last week in Denver, Colorado, a 21-year-old U.S. Army soldier, Duncan Crookston, died after 5 months of misery. He suffered both legs being blown off, his right arm amputated, and his left hand cut from his body. He suffered horrific burns. His young wife sat by his bedside for 5 months, only to see Crookston's life just slip away. The same sickening scenario repeated itself 3,900 times in the past 6 years since George Bush declared an unlawful war against a sovereign nation, after he strutted across the aircraft carrier with a banner that read, "Mission Accomplished." It means 3,900 family members trusted Bush to carry out his oath of office, but instead, he deceived them and us into a vain war. He maintains his corrupt war with no plan for withdrawal, only more death and chaos. One mother said, "Why is Bush preparing for his daughter's wedding while I plan for my son's funeral?" While he prolongs his personal war in Iraq, he protects the Korean border with 35,000 U.S. troops, while allowing millions of illegal aliens and uncounted terrorists full access across their southern borders for the past 7 years. Any president with a brain larger than a prairie dog's would have sealed our southern borders on 9/12/01, as the oath of office demanded. While he kills or maims our kids in Iraq, thousands of our citizens suffer death from illegal aliens who drive drunk, murder, rape, rob, and distribute drugs. All of these nightmares would have been prevented if he had followed through with his oath of office by securing our borders, that being Article 4, Section 4. The other results of the Iraq War. He poured $600 billion and up to $1 trillion down a rat hole in Iraq and Afghanistan that hasn't improved those countries one iota and hasn't caught bin Laden or made this country any safer. He killed hundreds of thousands of civilians. He inflamed the rest of the world against us. Over 75% of the troops from other countries pulled out. He's maimed and amputated 29,000 of our finest kids who trusted his felonious judgment. Every year, U.S. Army military suicides rise with, as of 2007, topping 121 kids. Dr. William Polk, author of The Violent Politics, told Congress last week, "More than 500,000 of our troops will need a lifetime of mental health care following their multiple deployments in Iraq." Bush spent 30 minutes insisting on how much progress we're making in Iraq. Any drunken fool at a bar would lament, "What a crock of horse manure." Instead of taking care of the economic business of our nation, he watched annual trade deficits grow to $700 billion a year. He forced our country to borrow $2 billion plus, actually it's closer to $3, daily to float our voracious economy. Bush watched 10 million or more illegal aliens cross our borders while he said they come to do the jobs that Americans won't do. Migrants do these jobs at slave wages, but they enjoy anchor babies at our expense, free breakfasts and lunch in our schools on our tax dollars, and 400,000 convicted felon illegals enjoy free room and board in our prisons. Meanwhile, our middle class sank into a new poor class here in America. The facts show that those immigrants, now 20 million strong, and I'll disagree with that, Frosty, it's closer to 40 million, because Homeland Security said themselves just in the year 2005, between 4 and 10 million came across the border, and you can bet those numbers are low if it came from Michael Chertoff's office. It's degraded our culture through lack of assimilation, and now, because of Bush's non-enforcement policies, we must tolerate press 1 for Spanish or 2 for English. We must tolerate millions of illegals marching in our streets, demanding rights that they do not possess in our country, which they unlawfully entered in the first place. In Michigan last week, Governor Jennifer Granholm begged companies and corporations to move to Michigan, where she promised no taxes. Her pleas resulted from Bush ignoring 3.1 million manufacturing and IT jobs leaving our country through insourcing, offshoring, and outsourcing for the past 7 years. Fallout while Bush languished in the presidency. Greatest foreclosure fraud on housing in American history. No national energy conservation policy. No movement towards solving climate change. And again, Frosty, I love you, but get off of the climate change stuff, because the earth is always going through climate changes. No immigration policy that leads to stable U.S. population. Nothing advanced to employ 14 million unemployed Americans. Horrific $9 trillion debt. $3.50 for a gallon of gasoline. Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, bankrupting. War on drugs, a total and complete failure, and a waste of $560 billion during his watch. Work to dissolve America's borders by signing the Security and Prosperity Partnership that will destroy our sovereignty and force us into the North American Union with Canada and Mexico. Patriot Act 1 and 2 took away our individual God-given right to liberty. While this man sat in his office and called the Constitution just a GD piece of paper. This treasonous thing. I don't even know what to call him anymore. His legacy stems from a lack of integrity. Our predicament stems from his violation of his oath of office. This country may not survive the aforementioned items not mentioned in his State of the Union address. He proves himself the most inept, incompetent, and disastrous president since the inception of this republic. And notice I said republic, not a democracy. Are we appalled enough yet? Are we incited enough to step up to the plate in the coming months by insisting on a president who values and upholds the sacred Constitution of the United States of America? Do we? Are we going to let more women wear the pants that we used to wear? My God, folks, wake up. Please, please wake up. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Hi. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing.
All right. Well, I definitely agree with a lot of what you just mentioned. I didn't know whenever you were going to get the caller question, so I was kind of surprised that you called. But the reason I was calling today at the top of the hour, you were talking about you wanted to talk a little bit about McCain during the hour, some of the potential presidential nominees for the Republican Party this year?
Yes.
All right. Well, I was just calling. Could I get a little more volume out of your microphone, or maybe I should switch it back to speakerphone?
No, go ahead.
Let me switch it back to speakerphone.
No, don't do that because it makes me hard to hear you on this end. Go ahead. Is that any better?
Okay, great.
Is that any better?
Okay. Sure, yeah, that's a lot better. Thanks.
Okay, well...
I have just been doing a lot of discussing with a lot of my Republican friends, and I was speaking with one of my Republican friends who's been a staunch Republican for years one day, and he's always been one of sort of the inclination that nearly all mass media, or at least the major ones, ABC, Fox, CBS, all have sort of a liberal leaning or bias, and I'm not necessarily one of the ones that completely buy into that, though at the same time, it kind of clicked in my head, kind of a funny thing that I've noticed that Fox News, supposedly the most conservative media network out there at the moment for most Republicans in the country, have been propping up many of the other candidates, such as Thompson and Giuliani, who, as you know, at this point, both dropped out because they proved to not be financially viable candidates.
Well, it wasn't that they weren't financially viable. They were carrying more baggage that they couldn't conceal anymore.
And they were
not getting the support by way of money, but there was no support for Rudy Giuliani out there.
Absolutely. Once people found out more about his track record as a mayor and different issues as far as his lawsuits on gun companies and different things
Did you hear the show that I did a couple of weeks ago when I made the statement here and this came and I played the clip on air that 121 firefighters that died in the North Tower in New York City, the reason why they died is they did not get the message. It was broadcast
Faulty handsets?
Faulty handsets. There was no communications for those firefighters. Not one cop died in New York City because their radios worked.
Yes. Did you know they had requested to get new handsets for many years, and they finally received new ones about 2000. And then as soon as they got the new model, as you know, when a lot of new computers come out, a lot of new products come out, it can be a very good upgraded product, but there are often initial glitches, initial little bugs to work out. Well, they found out there was a glitch with those handsets. They put them all on recall, and they reverted them back to the very handsets that they had in 1993 in the original World Trade Center attack. When you remember what had happened in 93. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, needless to say, the handsets that they were using were absolutely obsolete. So I definitely agree with you there, although I did miss that broadcast. But, yeah, that's a very good topic to talk about. But to slightly revert to back what I was trying to say, I've noticed that also with as far as the liberal bias of the media, I've noticed that at this point they're tending to prop up McCain or Romney, who, as you know, or as if you do a bit of research, that they tend to be sort of flip-floppers in their views and seem to be sort of liberal-leaning in their view of conservatism as far as they would introduce more spending and tax programs into the country. It just makes me wonder if the Republicans themselves are attempting to sabotage their own party by propping up candidates that stand absolutely no chance of combating Obama or Hillary.
John, John, stop a second. Let me make a clarification here. CNN, Fox, all these aforementioned news medias, take a look at the pedigree. Take a look at the people that are Council on Foreign Relations members. The only object for the Council on Foreign Relations that Rockefeller formed was the dissolution of this country. So what the heck do you expect to come out of their mouths on these controlled outlets when they are all globalist and they're in on the destruction of this country? What in the hell do you expect?
Right, right.
And this whole liberal conservative thing, that's for the stupid masses out there. That's for your political buddies that can't get their head out of where they've got it planted.
Right, the false right-left paradigm
exactly.
That exists. Absolutely, yeah. Well, I mean, I just wanted to speak with you about that briefly because it just shocks me every single day that they're putting up these candidates that are so weak whenever it's obvious that, I mean, Ron Paul is the only candidate that has the crossover appeal to independents, libertarians, to Democrats like myself, a former Democrat, mm-hmm. are completely willing to go over to the Republican Party, completely willing to buy into a conservative laissez-faire use of government, because the more and more you look into it, the more the government intervenes into the economy through the antitrust acts, through the 1913 passing of the Federal Reserve, the more that they interfere, the more that they screw things up, the more
That's right.
They make the process more difficult, the more that they invade the individual rights of the citizens, the more they destroy the Constitution.
And you know, it's fine to have a two-party system in this country, Democrat, Republican, hey, I don't care. But where's
right.
the rule book? Where's the rule book that Ron Paul keeps talking about? Where is their oath of office for all the seated senators and congressmen through all of these past Congresses that enacted 1913,
right.
Congress enacted the Federal Reserve Act. Where has been every seated congressman and senator from that day forward that have not called for the dissolution of this privately owned corporation that controls this country? Where are they?
Yeah. Right. I mean, don't even get me started on Bernanke and the whole Federal Reserve thing. It's just through all of these acts. In the 60s, whenever he just pulled us completely off the gold standard. Just, you know, we don't need money backed by anything. We'll just go on a completely inflationary fiat based currency and just, you know, bury ourselves in debt. It's a foolish idea.
And John, I thank you for calling. I got to cut you off because I've got a lot of callers here and I'm running out of time. Where is Ron Paul's script writer? That's what I want to know. For the amount of FaceTime that Ron Paul is getting with what he knows about the Federal Reserve, about the IRS, about this medical condition we find ourselves through the drug companies and the corporations and the hand-holding with government, where is he? Why is he not taking the few precious minutes that this man is afforded on these supposed presidential candidate debates to make people understand what the hell he's talking about? They don't know. Don't get me started on the Ron Paul issue, because I've had about a week to cook with this one. Bill in Missouri. Hello, Bill. No, Bill. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John. And I'll just say this, and you don't have to go on with it, but it's time for Ron Paul to take off the gloves.
I'm telling you. This,
if he doesn't do it now, we might as well just say, hasta la vista, USA.
I'm going to tip my hat a little bit here, because I am just angry as all get out. I talked to his main guy in Washington, D.C. I talked to that guy for almost 10 hours. I listened to him vent for an hour about what was wrong with Ron Paul's candidacy, what is wrong with the structure that he has set up. For an hour, I listened to him, and I looked across the room, and I looked at him, and I said, look, I can already tell that you're passionate about what you do and who you work for. I said, but are you done? Because we have a lot of ground to cover while you're here. The woman that has run every one of his campaigns down here in Texas was seated in that room. And for over 10 hours, we laboriously went over point by point by point by point. After we had that meeting on Saturday, everybody stayed over at the hotel in Houston. Sunday morning, the two aforementioned had a private meeting with Ron Paul for hours. I don't even know how long it lasted, 4 or 5 hours. And they told him, look, you have got to do something about the people that are running your campaign. You've got to do something. Phyllis Schlafly won't come out and endorse Ron Paul because she asked the important question, how in the heck am I expecting this man to set up a cabinet for his presidency when he can't pick the right people to run his campaign?
Well, John, it's all about leadership, and that's what it comes down to. And, you know, Ron Paul's got some great ideas. He's got some fantastic ideas following the Constitution. Problem is the people he's got behind him just ain't cutting it.
No, they are not. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I've got it figured out where everybody's going to be heading when the economy collapses. All the people, the moneyed people, the people with the real money. I was watching the Golf Channel, and, of course, there was Tiger Woods and all the golfers.
Mm.
And, John, Dubai A is where they're going. There's no doubt in my mind. There is more money being dumped into that. I'd call it a hellhole, but they're building it into a paradise.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. There is a lot of money in Dubai, a lot of money.
Yeah, Dick Cheney's going to move there.
I'm sure he is.
He bought a $14 million house over there. Now, just to show you how bad things are in Ohio, I live between Akron and Cleveland in a fairly well-to-do area. There's houses in the area that range anywhere between $750 and $2.5 million, sometimes even more. Matter of fact, LeBron James lives right down the road. He's got a $40,000 square foot mansion. I don't know what he paid for it. But anyway, there was a company executive that owned a house, and he got transferred. They had that house up for sale for 6 years. They were asking $1.5 million. You know what they sold it for? $390,000. They finally had to dump it because it was sitting for so long and he couldn't hold on to it any longer.
You know, Steve, I hope people are getting the idea that none of this is by accident.
Absolutely not.
The destruction of this economy, bringing in cheap labor.
Yep.
I mean, my God, I'm hoping after Super Tuesday that Ron Paul makes the declaration that he's going to run independent.
He better, because I'm not voting for McCain. I'm not voting for Obama. I'm not voting for any of those clowns. Now, getting to McCain, 5 airplanes down, prostitutes at the Hanoi Hilton.
That's the article that I was going to get into, but I'm running out of time on today's program. I'm going to save that for probably Wednesday. But are you talking about Jack Wheeler?
Yeah, this stuff needs to come out.
Yeah,
This guy's got more baggage than, what's his name, John Kerry.
Yep.
This guy could be swift-boated so easily. The plan is to get McCain in there, because they know that Ron Paul, if he had decent leadership in his campaign, would beat the daylights out of Hillary or Obama or anybody else.
My God, if I could just get this guy to read a teleprompter, I'd write the script for him. Ron, and remember what I said. The one thing to having an idea, the next very most important thing to that great idea is the ability to relate that idea.
Yep. It's all about leadership. If you don't have leadership, you ain't got anything. You know, it's just like in World War II, John, you know, General George Patton, greatest leader, military leader, probably in American history.
That wanted to go and kick the snot out of the Russians after we took care of Nazi Germany, and it would have stopped worldwide communism. You mean that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
You know, being that said, all of the people that were killed in his, you know, in the campaign throughout Europe, if he would have been killed during that campaign, it would have been a disaster for America. And that's where leadership comes in. It's not so much the grassroots. It's not so much anything else. It's the ability to give people the idea that it can be done. And that's what I don't see in the Ron Paul campaign right now.
Well, and to be fair to Ron Paul, I mean, a lot of people are depending on this guy to, you know, part the seas and to walk on water. You know, I don't know that any president is going to be able to do exactly what people are imagining this guy can do. But I'll tell you the one thing, and his, I don't want to use his name because I've not asked permission to use his name, but the one guy that has been with Ron Paul, and I'm telling you what, if you cut him, he bleeds Ron Paul, that the fact that he was disgusted the way his campaign was being run, and Ron Paul has a fault. He's loyal to friends. One of the guys that's running his campaign was delivering signs for one of his congressional runs in 1988. So here, 20 years later, he's running his campaign. And you're exactly right. It's leadership. And to get Ron Paul in there, he's going to have the bully pulpit. If Ron Paul can pull off the presidency of the United States, that's going to give a clear signal to people that have been waiting in the wings, thought they didn't have a chance to take up the congressional and the Senate seats at the United States level, and to have people with, what, honor and integrity and an understanding of the Constitution? Oh, my God. A political sea change in this country that it had never been witnessed before. Instead, we're going to have Hillary Clinton or John McCain sitting in the White House? Oh, my God.
Well, not only that, you know, there is a Clinton-McCain connection also, John, that you I hope that you mentioned on Wednesday, and that is that John McCain's wife is a huge supporter of Hillary Clinton.
I understand. Isn't it funny how that crosses over? Isn't that strange?
Yeah,
hey,
I mean, this.
Steve, I've got to let you go because I still have a lot of callers here.
Okay, John, you have a great night.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Let me go to TC in Texas. TC, you're on. Hello, TC. Hold on a second. What's going on? Well, hang up the phone that you're on right now. Okay, you got him? All right. TC, you're up as soon as he hits the pot, and you're there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been back and forth to Vietnam six times since 03, and when I go over there, I don't know if you know it or not, but Vietnam is half Catholic and half Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
I take these little pamphlets over in Vietnamese. It talks about the fallacies of Buddhism, and the other one talks about the fallacies of Roman Catholicism.
Okay.
Well, I was told by a lot of the people over there not to pass these out because the communists would throw me in jail and give me a $500 fine and then boot me out of the country. And I was bringing my wife over there, so I didn't want to get caught, you know, doing something against their government, but I never got in any trouble in 6 years.
Really?
And come over here, and today, this morning, my boss called me and said, hey, you're fired.
Really? Why?
Yeah, and, well, because one of the my co-workers, who's Hispanic guy, who happens to be a Roman Catholic, I'd given him a little pamphlet called Roman Catholics Christians by Chick Publications.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went into orbit, and he filed a formal complaint, went to the corporate offices. The corporate offices went nuts. And said, get that guy out of here. This little pamphlet drove everybody nuts, and I got canned for it. And I tried to get my job back, and there's nothing I could do. But
wait a minute. Have you contacted an attorney?
Well, I can do that, I suppose, but, you know...
Let me ask you this. TC, is the job worth fighting for?
I'm not sure. Tell you the truth, I'm not going to put any money into it, you know, to be honest with you. I think maybe if I talk to this guy, maybe I could put some sense into his little head.
Well, but, yeah, but you're not going to change his corporate taskmasters, that's for sure.
No, I know, but if you would would you do a favor for me? Do yourself a favor. Go to Chick, CHICK.com when you get off the air. Go to your computer, Chick.com, and look up a story about a Catholic priest by the name of Alberto Rivera who converted to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
It's Alberto. You're going to look for Alberto on there. Double Cross, Godfathers, and the Force. They look like they're called the comics for adults.
Okay.
They're really interesting. Wait till you read the story about this guy. I knew him, by the way, and some of your callers probably saw the publication.
All right.
You're not allowed to buy it anywhere. The Catholic Church has boycotted it. The government doesn't want you to have it. In some countries, if you come into a country with these publications, they'll throw you in jail immediately.
So, TC, you're telling me that you can go to a former communist country, and that's debatable, but you come back here and you get fired for it.
Right away.
Thanks, TC, for your call. Appreciate it. DJ and Carl, hang on. I'll get to your calls after this break.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
DJ in Illinois. Thanks for holding on, DJ.
Hey, glad to have you back, John.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, I'm going to hit a bunch of things as fast as I can go.
Okay.
Folks, you know, when you come across somebody and they start asking you, okay, how'd you find this out? Anyone who farms or has property, get them to Dairy Brownfields Archives on Republic. I don't know any place else that you can get a lot of dairy's archives. And anyone who wants to argue about the illegals, get them to Terry Anderson's archives there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to that screeching, squawking, effeminate racist that he plays the clip of every week. Listen to that guy. I mean, he makes your skin crawl.
Now, who are you in reference to?
Oh, dear. It's a pretty weird name. I'm having a hard time with that one. All I can tell you is Terry plays it every week, that clip, that particular clip.
Well, I'll have to take a listen to it. At any rate, go
and
ahead.
And he's really good.
All right.
Also, remember, folks, your military people that die in combat, if their body dies after they're evac'd out, they are not counted as a combat death.
73,000 Gulf War I and Gulf War I Part II, we have 73,000
yes.
dead service members.
Yes.
73,000.
Also, MothersAgainstTheDraft.org is a good place. I would say Mothers Against Illegal Aliens, but I just checked that again, .org. Now, they are saying that the anchor babies were never legal. And I think it's kind of interesting. Why they think that Mitt Romney's going to seal the borders, I have no idea.
It's not going to be Mitt Romney. It's going to be John McCain and Hillary Clinton.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But they do have some good videos out of their own mouths as far as the illegals go.
All right.
And now, also, I caught some of the broadcast of the Midnight Rider Friday night. And he was going over, his guests were going over just exactly how to deal with becoming election judges, how to properly do all this stuff that gets you in the door, where you can observe and all that. And it was extremely informative. Now, we're in Illinois, so it's tomorrow.
Right.
But still, it's still valuable information.
All right. DJ, I thank you for your call.
Take care.
All right. Carl in Montreal, we just have about a minute and a half left. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, I'm the American that's been detained up here in Canada because of the immigration system up here and legal problems in the States. I think I called in your show previously, but I was listening in what you talk about today. It was a very good discussion. But the thing previously about the Chick publications, that is kind of religious persecution. But see, I'm not Catholic or Protestant. I believe, you know, where I'm familiar with the pamphlets that refer to the Catholic Church as the Whore of Babylon. I believe that's the one he got fired over.
Mm.
Or talks about, you know, even though I don't believe the Protestant, but I believe that is religious persecution, and he should file a civil action. You know,
Carl, I'll tell you what. Thanks for your call. We can't get people to even understand that we're a republic and not a democracy, and the rule book that everybody's supposed to follow is called the Constitution. They can look it up. It's printed many times. But to try to get them around to their religious faiths and belief systems, politics is bad enough. You start entering into that realm, you're asking for a whole lot of trouble. In the meantime, the fiddle is playing and the Rome is burning. All right, tomorrow, don't forget, folks, it's Tuesday. Bob Chapman will be with me tomorrow. I thank you all for being here today. It's good to be back on the air. I had to vent a little bit. I had a week's worth of frustration in which to do it. We'll see you tomorrow.